Well, good morning. It is Saturday, March 25th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to continue pressing on through the book of Exodus, chapter 36, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, Proverbs, chapter 12, and Ephesians, chapter 5. So let's get into the Word today. Exodus, chapter 36 today to start. Exodus 36. Now, Bezalel and Aholiab and every skillful person in whom the Lord has put skill and understanding to know how to perform all the works in the construction of the sanctuary shall perform in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. And then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him to come to the work to perform it. And they received from Moses all the contributions which the sons of Israel had brought to perform the work in the construction of the sanctuary. And they still continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. And all the skillful men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work which he was performing. And they said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the construction work which the Lord commanded us to perform." And so Moses issued a command, and a proclamation was circulated throughout the camp, saying, "Let no man or woman any longer perform work for the contributions of the sanctuary." And thus the people were restrained from bringing any more, for the material they had was sufficient and more than enough for all the work to perform it. All the skillful men among those who were performing the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet material with cherubim. The work of a skillful workman Bezalel made them, and the length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains had the same measurements, and he joined 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he joined to one another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of the outmost curtain in the first set. He did likewise on the edge of the curtain that was in the outermost in the second set, and he made 50 loops in one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the second set. And the loops were opposite each other, and he made 50 clasps of gold and joined the curtains to one another with the clasps, so the tabernacle was a unit. Then he made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits and 4 cubits, the width of each curtain. The 11 curtains had the same measurements, and he joined 5 curtains by themselves and the other 6 curtains by themselves. And moreover, he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the first set, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the outermost in the second set. He made 50 clasps of bronze to join the tent together so that it would be a unit. And he made a covering for the tent of ram skin dyed red, and a covering of porpoise skin above. And then he made the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing upright. 10 cubits was the length of each board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. And there were 2 tenons for each board fitted to one another, and thus he did for all the boards of the tabernacle. He made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side. He made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. Then, for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, he made 20 boards, and there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. For the rear of the tabernacle to the west, he made 6 boards. He made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle at the rear, and they were double beneath, and together they were complete to its top into the first ring, and thus he did with both of them for the 2 corners. There were 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 under every board. He then made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the rear side of the west. He made the middle bar to pass through in the center of the boards from end to end, and he overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings of gold as holders for the bars and overlaid the bars with gold. Moreover, he made the veil of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, and he made it with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. And he made 4 pillars of acacia for it and overlaid them with gold with their hooks of gold, and he cast 4 sockets of silver for them. And he made a screen for the doorway of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And he made it 5 pillars with their hooks, and he overlaid their tops and their bands with gold, but the 5 sockets were bronze. That was Exodus 36. Let's move on over to John chapter 15. John 15 today. John 15. John 15, Jesus speaking, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it binds in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love have no one than this, than one lays down his life for his friends. And you are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, that a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my words, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father as well. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. And when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from my Father, he will testify about me. And you will testify also, because you have been with me from the beginning. That was John chapter 15. Let's move on over to the Proverbs. Proverbs 12 today. Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12 today. Proverbs 12. Whoever loves, excuse me, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man will obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man who devises evil. A man will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who shames him is like rottenness to his bones. And the thoughts of the righteous are just, but the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will be praised according to his insight, but one of perverse mind will be despised. Better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man has regard for the life of his animal, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who pursues worthless things lacks sense. The wicked man desires the booty of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. An evil man is ensnared by the transgressions of his lips, but the righteous will escape from trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his words, and the deeds of a man's hands will return to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor. He who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. A lazy man does not roast his prey, but the precious possession of a man is diligence. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. That was Proverbs chapter 12. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 today. Getting close to the end of this book as well. I'll finish that tomorrow. Ephesians chapter 5 today. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper amongst the saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." And therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of your time, because the days are evil. And so then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, be subject to your own husband as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. And so husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies, and he who loves his own wife loves himself, for no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And this mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband. Well, amen. That was our reading today for Saturday, March 25th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you again for another day that you granted to us, Lord. It is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. And Lord, we're so thankful for all that you are doing in our lives. Lord, indeed, help us to walk as children of the light today. Lord, help us to set aside the deeds of darkness, to set aside our sins, confess them before you, and indeed, Lord, strive by your Spirit's power, the Helper's power, to get those things right before you. Lord, I pray, God, for all that we have to do today. We pray for strength and grace to accomplish all of that. And God, I just pray that you would just get all of the glory through it all in myself and indeed in my brothers and sisters today and now. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.